Ewan, how are you today?
Good, Cam. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks very much for coming in today. It's good to see that someone's organising a national day of action in the face of government complacency. Can you tell us a little bit about what's planned for this weekend?
Okay, this weekend, all around the country in every capital city, plus Wollongong, there's going to be the National Climate Emergency Rally. So the rallies, we're hoping to attract the largest number of people who've actually come out for serious action on climate change in Australia's history. And I think there's a confidence that we may be able to do that. There's a lot of groups come on board, from Greenpeace to the Greens, Friends of the Earth, Aid Watch, Action Aid, ASIN, the Australian Student Environment Networks, as well as a range of religious groups, Socialist Alliance, and far-left groups, as well as human rights groups. Like here in Queensland, we've got Just Rights Queensland. And so, yeah, it's shaping up to be a big day, and it's coming at a pretty important moment in our history as well.
How was it getting sort of such disparate and diverse groups involved in the organisation of this rally?
Well, that's also a pretty historical thing for the environment movement as a whole in this country. And it started, I guess, at the beginning of the year in Canberra at the National Climate Action Summit, which drew together around about 140 different climate and sustainability organisations and individuals, up to 500 individuals. But it was one of the biggest sort of convergence of its sort ever. And it's aimed at attempting to draw together a force that may, I guess, one day be, or may soon hopefully be, strong enough to counter the political power of the coal lobby in this country. And I think the need for groups to come together and for the climate movement to become a coherent force in Australian politics and in world politics, the need for that is pretty great, and it's all the more great because this is an emergency situation, and real serious action needs to be taken in a rather short time period to avoid catastrophic climate change.
Is that, I notice here just on the flyer that one of the demands of the rally is move to 100% renewable energy by 2020. Is that kind of the background for that, thinking that it's kind of a now or never moment, right?
Well, no one likes to say that because if the now comes and there's still no action, we don't want everyone to just lay down their arms. But yeah, the 100% by 2020, 100% renewable energy by 2020 demand also came out of the climate summit, and these rallies were pledged as the launch of that campaign, 100% by 2020. And I think the idea initially came from Al Gore's movement in the US, Repower America, where there is a campaign now for 100% renewable energy by 2020. So echoing that demand, given the urgency of the situation, the climate summit came out with that amongst a range of initiatives. But yeah, I think it's got to be one of the first times that a clear sort of set of projections for the next 12 months has come out of a broad environment type meeting.
Do you think, given the level of inaction that we have seen, do you think a 100% renewable energy target within the next, 11 years is something that we're likely to see? Like, obviously, I don't want to say it's never going to happen because we have to struggle towards that. But I don't know, it seems
It's a big demand, and it's I guess it's based on the science, since the summit, I guess debates have arisen. Is this too huge a demand? And indeed, is it exactly in line with the science? But the most conservative science would say that we need this sort of change by 2030, maybe, or 2025. But given the consensus, well, the majority, I guess, support for it coming out of the climate summit, chosen to go ahead with the rallies all around the country. But yeah, I mean, it's a demand that would require a complete restructuring of the economy, and I guess the power of that demand is pointing out, and to fight for that sort of demand, that this is the sort of change that we need in order to stop real catastrophe, in order to literally save the planet. We can't just do demands that are politically acceptable to the ruling parties or whatever, or even the more conservative side of the environment movement.
Or what is it? Be realistic and demand the impossible or something like that, right?
So they say.
Yeah. What are the other demands that the rally's calling for? Can you tell us a little bit about?
The demands, the level of unity on the demands achieved around Australia as well is pretty significant, and these are demands that we probably haven't seen before at most environment protests. I mean, the next one down is green collar jobs, not job cuts. So I guess in the context of a global economic crisis, we're talking about renewable energy and a serious turn to renewable energy being a way that we can renew the economy and a way to increase employment. And despite the dodgy figures coming out of the Australian Coal Association, other countries have demonstrated that renewable energy can employ and does employ far more people than the fossil fuel sector. And that certainly could be the case in Australia. But the rally is also calling for global climate justice, noting that by 2020, at least 200 million climate refugees will be looking for a new home with rising sea levels. And this is happening right now, of course, some of the lower-lying island nations. But I guess the other key demand is to prevent Kevin Rudd's carbon emissions trading scheme, the CPRS, from becoming law. I can elaborate on that if you want.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, there are debates in a national parliament about whether to make this CPRS law, and you've got the Liberals coming from the side of the fossil fuel lobby, saying it'll assisting in them in their claim that they're all for the working ordinary working person and trying to save jobs. And then we have the Greens in federal parliament coming from the other side, saying that having a policy that locks in weak emissions targets that will send us down the road to disaster is worse than nothing. We need to go back to the drawing board right now. And that's the overwhelming message coming out of the grassroots climate movement, which I guess embodied in the climate summit, but all the activity that's gone on between then and now.
We've got Ewan Saunders in the studio with us today on Eco Radio talking about this weekend's National Climate Emergency Rally, which is taking place at Queen's Park from 1 p.m. Ewan, do you want to tell us, we've heard about the demands and sort of how the rally came together. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what will actually be happening on the day in terms of who's got speaking and stuff like that?
Okay, yeah. I'll kick off with the speakers. The speakers we got for the rally are Kirsten Kennedy. Kirsten's from the Pine Rivers Climate Action Network, which is one of the more organised climate action groups in this part of Queensland. We've got Sandra Bailey from St John's Wood Sustainability. Sandra's going to be talking on the science of climate change and why this is a climate emergency and why we need to act now, whereas Kirsten will be going through how easy it is and how possible it is for ordinary people in their local areas to set up their own climate action groups. I guess one of our keynote speakers also, Peter Simpson. Peter's the recently stepped in Queensland Secretary of the Electrical Trades Union, which is a union that will benefit a lot from the green jobs produced by making a turn to renewable energy, and that's what Peter's going to be speaking on, amongst other things. Larissa Waters from the Greens, who's going to be going through the ins and outs of the legislation currently before Parliament, and John McKenzie from Six Degrees, who we just heard from, who's going to be giving us a bit of a clearer picture of the coal industry, Queensland's plans for coal expansion, and I guess probably addressed by some of the speakers will be the push for privatisation that's just been launched by Anna Bligh and just supported by the Labor Party conference on the weekend, and the privatising of coal ports and coal transport and those sorts of things and what impact that might have. But apart from the speakers, there is going to be the rally. There'll be music from another reason to come to the rally. Nicole McIntyre, a Queensland muso, you can check her out on MySpace. She's going to be performing at the rally, and following the march, we're going to have workshops open to everyone on things like the fossil fuel industry, starting your own climate action group and a whole range of other things. And I guess finally there's going to be 20 metres of red fabric for everyone who comes to the rally to write your own message to Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. And this is a nationally coordinated action. Other states are getting 20 to 40 metres of red fabric, and thousands of people will be able to send their own message to Rudd on not bowing down to the fossil fuel lobby, the coal lobby anymore, and listening to the people of this country.
There seems to be a focus on coal. Obviously, in Queensland, that's particularly relevant. But I guess the elephant in the room is there's no, from what I've seen of the climate emergency rally, is there's no official call to stay nuclear free, I guess, basically, in our transition to a low emissions future. Can you give us any background on why that's been left out, or how that fits into the demands?
I didn't attend the climate summit myself, so I don't have exact background to any discussions that went on, but the call for 100% renewable energy, I guess, is implicitly anti-nuclear. Now, at the same time, though, the language and the movement is using around demanding renewable energy or renewables is being questioned as to how explicit it is, just this weekend just passed, we've had a prominent climate scientist coming out in The Australian condemning the climate movement if we don't take on fourth generation nuclear energy and this nuclear energy as an interim to complete renewable energy, then we're a laughing stock, and we have to embrace nuclear as a transition to renewables. So, yeah, I think that the movement is going to need to get a lot more specific, and I think around about now, I think as the movement gets stronger and as the voice for real change and real action on climate gets stronger, we are going to have the nuclear lobby coming out as a section of the green movement.
Or they're doing their best to reinvent themselves. So I think, yeah, it's interesting to see that.
Yeah, I think climate activists are going to need to be on their toes because if we allow other interests other than just coal and oil and gas interests to promote themselves as green, and we had clean coal and now we're going to have clean nukes, that's not the transition we can afford, and frankly we don't have time to introduce interim things. There's pretty much a 10-15 year envelope here where we have to make not just stop emissions but draw emissions from the atmosphere, and coal and gas can't help us do that. I mean, nukes and gas can't help us do that.
Well, let's face it, none of them can. We need to be looking at wind, we need to be looking at solar, and we need to be looking at geothermal, right?
That's right.
Nuclear is no solution to climate change. So, for anyone who's just started listening to Eco Radio today, the rally is taking place this Saturday. Is that right, Ewan?
That's right, yeah.
Yep. So that's Saturday the 13th of June at 1 p.m. in Queen's Park, in Brisbane, which is sort of in behind the Treasury Casino there. Is that right?
Yeah, it's the corner of George and Elizabeth Street.
And that will be followed by a march through the CBD, workshops and information stalls. As we've just heard, there's going to be a bunch of speakers, some musical performances, and a whole heap of important and exciting information and chance to meet other concerned citizens, we could say. Thanks very much for coming in today, Ewan. We'll definitely, Eco Radio will definitely be getting down there to the emergency rally on Saturday, so we'll see you down there.
Thanks, Cam, and check out www.climaterally.org for rally details around the country.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, in case you're streaming 4ZZZ in some other corner of Australia, this is a national day of action, so you could find out information on that site about where to go and have your voice heard.